I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA says it will be ready to resume its $4 billion debt relief for disadvantaged farmers as soon as a temporary injunction is lifted. A federal judge in Wisconsin ordered USDA to temporarily halt loan debt relief payments to minority farmers in response to a lawsuit filed by white farmers who were not eligible for the same relief. There are at least five federal lawsuits filed against Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to block the USDA from paying off the loans for minority farmers without also paying off loan debt for white farmers. Vilsack has addressed the issue in the past and said this program is meant to right a wrong.
And it addresses the disparity between white farmers who received a tremendous amount of money during the COVID relief situation and socially disadvantaged producers who received, relatively speaking, very, very little, somewhere between 1 and 5% of the total amount. And we're talking tens of billions of dollars.
The USDA has until Friday the 18th to respond to the preliminary injunction. The lawsuit was filed by a conservative legal group, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The Texas Ag Commissioner filed a similar suit in Texas. At least three other cases have now been filed in Florida, Tennessee, and Wyoming. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.